Just give 1 minute. John, job the door with a shoe. Are you sure?
Ada.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Purave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatane Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're recounting the pastimes of Gop Kumar, who is a cowherd boy from Govardhan, as they're narrated in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sanatana Goswami. So, Gop Kumar, by the power of a mantra, was able to travel into the spiritual world, and he went to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha, he went to a special region of Vaikuntha, Dwarka.
借着一首 mantra 的力量, Gopa Kumar 又旅行到了灵性世界, 他来到了 Vaikuntha, 在 Vaikuntha 有一个特殊的区域, 是 Dwarka.
So in Dwarka, he met with, first of all, he met with the Lord of Dwarka, Lord Dwarkadish, and then he met with Uddhava, who resides there in Dwarka, and he was in the home of Uddhava, and he met Narada Muni. Narada Muni came there.
他首先遇见了多尔卡帝士，多尔卡的主。后来呢，他又遇到了，他又遇见了乌德瓦。他住在乌德瓦家中。这时候呢，Narada Muni来了。And
Narada Muni narrated to him all the glories of Gokul and told him also about Goloka.
Narada Muni就向他叙述了Gokul的荣耀，也讲述了Goloka的事情。
Gokul means on the earthly planet, where the place of Vrindavan is. And Goloka is in the spiritual world. There's a special planet above Vaikuntha, Goloka, where all the pure devotees in the mood of Vrindavan reside.
Gokula is a Vrindavan是在灵，处在灵性世界，是一个特殊的星球。它甚至在Vaikuntha星球之上，那里居住着拥有Vrindavan心态的纯粹奉献者们。But
Narada Muni was telling him that he could also go to Jagannath Puri. There's a place in the spiritual sky, some distance from Dwarka, which is the place of Lord Jagannath. And he thought it would be good for Gop Kumar to go there.
Narada Muni也告诉他, 有一个地方是叫 Jagannapuri， 是处在灵性天穹当中，它是在在多尔卡离多尔卡有一段距离，他最好去这个地方 Jagannapuri。
But Uddhava didn't quite agree. Uddhava thought that, well, he said that the Lord of Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath, is not different from the Lord here in Dwarka. It's the same, they're the same person.
Uddhava 不同意，他说，在 Jagannath Puri 的主 Jagannath 和 Dwarka 这里的主人，他们是一个人。
So it didn't make much sense to Uddhava that Gop Kumar should go there to Puri. He thought that if you go there to Puri, you'll see the pastimes of the Lord there, and then you will feel some pain from seeing these pastimes of Lord Krishna.
Uddhava 他就持不同的意见。他觉得如果 Gopa Kumar 去了 Puri 的话，他见到了主的消时光，他内心会感觉到痛苦的，因为他看到 Krishna 消时光了。
Yeah, in Jagannath Puri, they do plays about Krishna's pastimes in Gokul. And when Gop Kumar hears these pastimes, he'll feel pain in the heart that he's not able to actually see Lord Krishna there in this Gokul, in these pastimes.
因为在 Jagannath Puri 有一块地方呢，它是Gokul。如果 Gopa Kumar 去了那里呢，他会因为看不见主 Krishna 在 Gokul 的消时光，真正的消时光，他会感到内心很难受的。
He said, "Of course, we know if you go to Jagannath Puri, you get a lot of Mahaprasadam. You can enjoy Lord Jagannath's Prasadam, and you can also enjoy the festivals and the different processions which they have."
当然，如果 Gopa Kumar 去了 Jagannath Puri 的话，他可以在那里享用很多的 Mahaprasadam， 然后那里也有很多很多的节日以及游行。
So you'll feel some bliss there with all of these activities, but one thing which is not very good is you won't feel the humility which is so necessary to go to Goloka.
So, 这以上述的这些活动都是非常好的，让人能够感受到极乐。但是有一点不好的就是，他不会在那里，感受到能够使人去到Goloka 的谦卑之情。
Because if he goes to Puri, he'll be enjoying so much all the things that the prasadam and the processions, but he won't develop the real quality to go to Goloka, which is Krishna Prem.
因为在 Puri 的人可以有很多的享受，可以尽情的享用那里的 prasadam， 还有观看那里的游行，但是不能发展出真正的品味，使一个人能够去到 Goloka， 而 Goloka 是拥有 Krishna Prema 的地方。
Yeah, in order to develop this Krishna Prema, this really deep love for Krishna, you have to have very, very deep humility.And that qualifies you to be able to get into Goloka.
为了发展出 Krishna Prem 这种对 Krishna 深厚的爱，一个人必须拥有非常深厚的谦卑之情。这种谦卑之情就使一个人有资格能够进入到 Goloka.
And Uddhava says also, he said,That Lord Purushottam means Lord Jagannath. He said he feels sympathy for the distress of others, so he will send you from Jagannath Puri to Gokul.
Uddhava 还说呢，Purushottam 主就是也就是主 Jagannath， 他会对别人的痛苦 产生非常大的怜悯之情。如此一来呢，他就会把 Gopakumar 送到 Goloka。
Lord Jagannath doesn't like to see his devotees suffering without seeing Lord Krishna and Vrindavan.
主加格纳特不喜欢见到奉献者，因为看不见 Vrindavan 的 Krishna， 内心感到难受。
So Lord Jagannath will tell Gopakumar that you should go to Gokul.You should go there to Gokul. Go there to Gokul on the Earth planet, just beside Mathura. You just go there directly. So Uddhava said, why not just go there directly? Don't go to Jagannath Puri and Lord Jagannath tells you to go to Gokul. You just go directly yourself to Gokul.
主扎格纳的就会把哥帕库马送把他派遣到狗窟了，就会让他直接居住在地球上的Mathura 区域。Uddhava 的意思就是说，你为什么不直接去 Mathura 呢？还要等到主扎格纳的告诉你，你再去呢？你自己直接去就好了。
In Gokul, the devotees are always humble and they feel that real love for Krishna.
Gokul 的奉献者，他们内心有着真正的谦卑之情，他们对 Krishna 怀着真正的爱。
When the devotees who are in Vrindavan, they're always feeling that they're always lamenting, their hearts burning.They're searching for Krishna. They're always, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When they see the rivers and the forests and the mountain, they're just thinking, where is Krishna?
Vrindavan 的奉献者，他们内心总是感受到那种悲伤之情，他们内心燃烧着这种渴望，他们总在寻找 Krishna. Krishna 在哪？ Krishna 在哪？他们看见河流、森林、山脉，他们就会向他们询问 Krishna 在哪里。
Because all of these places in Vrindavan, they're all connected with the different pastimes of Lord Krishna. And when you see Govardhan, when you see the Yamuna River, when you see the forests of Vrindavan, you just remember all of Krishna's pastimes.
Vrindavan 的这些地方都和 Krishna 的消时光紧密相连，有 Govardhan 山、Yamuna 河和 Vrindavan 的森林，这一切都让奉献者们联想起 Krishna， 就想追寻 Krishna 在哪里。
So this the mood of Gokula helps devotee to develop the real love for Krishna and that humility necessary to get love of Krishna.
狗哭了的这种心态就能帮助奉献者发展出对 Krishna 真正的爱恋之情， 让他们培养出这种能够发展对 Krishna 爱的谦卑。
So and when they're in Vrindavan, they're always searching, where is Krishna? When will he come? Where will we find him?
他们在 Vrindavan， 他们总是在四处寻找 Krishna。Krishna 什么时候才能来？我在哪里能见到 Krishna？
So when you develop, when the devotee develops that pure love in Gokula, then they become qualified to go to Goloka.
当他们在哭了发展出这种真实的内心真正的爱的情感的时候，那时候他们才可以去 Goloka。
So the mood is that Gopakumar should go first to Gokula and then from Gokula he can also go to Goloka。
所以他的意思就是说 Gopakumar 他是实际上他应该去 Gokula，然后从狗哭了，他可以去狗楼卡。
So this was the instructions from Uddhava, and it agreed with Narada Muni agreed with them, and He was very happy. They were both happy.
这就是乌德拉的训示。拿尔德穆尼也对此深表同意，就是他们两个人都很对此都感到很高兴。
Yeah, and actually, Uddhava's thinking was different from Narada Muni, but Narada Muni was happy. He didn't mind. He agreed with what Uddhava was saying.
事实上 ，Uddhava 的思维和 Narada Muni 是不一样的思维，但 Narada Muni 他不在乎。
Narada Muni hadn't been able to say everything which Uddhava said.
Narada Muni 他还没有来得及说出 Uddhava 要说的说的这一番话。
So Narada Muni turns to Uddhava and he says, "You really have great love for the people of Vrindavan."
Narada Muni 就转向 Uddhava， 对他说道。你对 Vrindavan 的居民内心怀着深切的爱。
And everything you've said, Narada Muni says to Uddhava, he said, everything you've said to this boy, Gop Kumar, will help him to achieve what he wants, what is good for him.
Narada Muni 就对 Uddhava 说，你所说的所有这一切都有助于 Gopa Kumar 这个男孩达到他的心愿。
Then Narada Muni is saying that the best place to advance for Gop Kumar is to go to Vrindavan. He can't make the same advancement if he goes to Jagannath Puri.
Narada Muni 的意见就是说，对于 Gopa Kumar 来说，让他取得进步的最好的地方就是 Gokula。那比他去 Jagannath Puri 能取得更多的灵性进步。
Yeah, if he goes to Jagannath Puri, he can get the same result, but it will take much longer.
如果他去 Jagannath Puri 也能获得同样的结果，只是需要花更长的时间而已。
Yeah, so Narada Muni says to Uddhava, you know the real glory of Vrindavan.
Narada Muni 就对 Uddhava 说，你了解 Vrindavan 真正的荣耀。
You left Krishna when he was in Dwarka to go there to Vrindavan, and you stayed there in Vrindavan for a long time.
当主 Krishna 在 Dwarka 期间呢，你离开他去了 Vrindavan， 在那里停留了很长时间。
So like this, Narada Muni is saying that Uddhava knew about Goloka because he stayed there. Narada Muni never did, he never actually stayed in Vrindavan.
Narada Muni 就想 Uddhava 实际上他真正他了解Vrindavan， 而 Narada Muni 自己他没有机会能够在 Vrindavan 居住。
Yeah, Narada Muni he didn't know all the special glories about Gokula as well as Uddhava knows everything.
Narada Muni 他自己对于 Gokula 的特殊荣耀并不太清楚，而 Uddhava 他对 Gokula 的荣耀是十分了解的。
So Narada Muni looks around and he sees auspicious signs and he began to speak to Gop Kumar.
Narada Muni 就环视了四周，他看到了吉祥的征兆，他便开始对 Gopa Kumar 说道。
Yeah, he looked around and he saw the birds all chirping and nice auspicious omens everywhere. So he wanted to give the best advice for Gop Kumar.
Narada Muni 就看了一下四下，听到了鸟儿在那里鸣叫，也有一些吉祥的迹象，他想给 Gopa Kumar 最好的建议。
And he tells Gop Kumar, he said that very soon you're going to achieve your purpose, you're going to get what you really want.
他对他说，很快你就能达到目标。你就能得到你想要的。
And Narada Muni says, a long time ago, I knew that this was going to happen to you.
Narada Muni 说，在很长时间以前，我就知道这一切将发生在你身上。
Narada Muni says, when you first came to Vaikuntha, then you went to Ayodhya, and then you went to Dwarka. So this place is even greater than all these places.
Narada Muni 就对他说，当你初次来到 Vaikuntha, 又去了 Ayodhya, 去了 Dwarka, 我就知道你最后你要去这个地方。
When you went to the heavenly planets and the other planets in the material world, you remained, it was like you didn't know anything, but even though you were seeing the lotus feet of the Lord, it didn't mean very much to you.
当你去了天堂，你又在物质世界，到处旅行的时候，好像是你什么都不知道，虽然你看见了主的莲花足，但是这个一切对你好像是没有意义。
Yeah, like when Gopkumar went to Vaikuntha and Ayodhya and Dwarka, he was not so satisfied. It was not so pleasing or so fulfilling. It didn't meet, give him what he was looking for.
Gopkumar, 他去了 Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, 又去了 Dwarka, 但这一切呢，都不能令他内心感到满足，不能让他有产生这种满足感，不能得到他想要寻找的。
Even when he was in the material world and he was going to the higher planets, some places he would get the personal association of Lord Vishnu. But he didn't fully appreciate it.
Gopkumar 呢，他在物质世界他去了高等星宿，那在那里呢，他能都得到威士努的亲身的联谊，但是他对此呢并不十分的欣赏。
Even though he didn't know about higher planets then, he didn't know about higher planets, but still, he just didn't feel the deep satisfaction of being with the Supreme Lord.
虽然他对于高等星宿呢并不也了解的并不多，但是他去了那里，他并没有因为跟至尊主待在一起内心感到深深的满足。
Because Gopkumar wants the highest happiness, the highest spiritual happiness. And that highest spiritual happiness is only achievable in Goloka, Gokul.
Gopkumar, 他希望得到的是最高的灵性的快乐，而这种快乐只能在 Goloka, Gokula 才能得到。
So Narada Muni says that I think all of these things happened just to increase your love for Lord Krishna.
Narada Muni 说，我认为这一切的发生只是为了增加你对主 Krishna 的爱。
Because there's no other reason why you should feel any distress in this place, in this Vaikuntha.
因为除此之外，没有其他原因让你在 Vaikuntha 这里感觉到很难过。
And how is it possible that you could be ignorant while you're in these kind of places, these places which are so exalted? There shouldn't be any ignorance, but you didn't have, but you, it seems like you were in ignorance about the spiritual world.
在这些崇高的地方，怎么可能有愚昧呢？但是你好像是有表面上看来是愚昧的，因为你对于你有更高的追求。
So Gop Kumar is a devotee of Madan Gopala, and he always wants to see Gop Kumar. He always wants to see Madan Gopal. His heart is fixed on Madan Gopal.
Gopal Kumar, 他是 Madan Gopal 的奉献者，他一心一意就想着 Madan Gopal 了。
So there's no real purpose behind the sorrow. To feel sorrow in the spiritual world is not normal. That you can't explain why Gop Kumar would feel this sorrow.
在灵性世界，仍然感到难过、悲伤，这简直就是没有什么意义，也不正常。
And then when he was in the higher planets in the material world, he was always like he was ignorant about any other place higher. So there was no reason to understand how he could be there and at the same time be ignorant about other places.
虽然在了高等星宿，但是他对其他地方呢，仍然是愚昧无知的。就这一点呢，这一点是没有什么原因的，因为他虽然在这些地方，但是他与此同时呢，他好像还是愚昧无知的。
So this allowed Gop Kumar to feel the special ecstasy of discovering Lord.Krishna on every planet.
这就允许 Gopal Kumar 能够感受到，在每一个星球上，他发现了主 Krishna， 他产生那种狂喜。
Yeah, because he would become curious about what's there, what's on this planet, and he would go to that planet, he would go to that place, and he would experience ecstasy learning about the Lord there.
他戈巴库马呢，他就内心的总是怀着这种好奇感，在其他的星球上会发生什么事情呢？所以他就有这种内心，他就体验到这种狂喜，因为他一直想了解。
Just like Gop Kumar earlier in the beginning of his travels, he went to the higher planets above the heavenly planets, he went to places like Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka.
在 Gopal Kumar 早期的旅行，他旅行到物质界的高等星宿，像 Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka.
So Gopal Kumar, because of his simplicity, because of his simple mood, not knowing very much,It allowed him to see Lord Krishna and the Supreme Lord with very pure in a very pure way.
Gopal Kumar, 他是非常简单的人，他有着非常简朴的心态，所以他就不了，他不知道很多事情。当他见到至尊主的时候，他是怀着一种非常纯净的一种方式去见的。
Yeah, if a person has a lot of knowledge in his mind, then he can be easily critical, and he can be agitated by different thoughts. He cannot enjoy the mood of a simple person.
如果一个人他有知识的话，他的心意呢就是有那种批评的倾向，他就会被各种各样的思想思绪，因各种各样的思绪产生激动，他就不能享受一个简单的心态。
So because Gop Kumar, he's just a cowherd boy from Govardhan, so he's simple. He doesn't have a lot of education.But that gives him the opportunity to discover more about the Supreme Lord.
Gopal Kumar 呢，他是一个 Govardhan 山的牧牛童，他非常简单，没有受过很多教育，但这反而给他一个机会，让他去发现至尊主。
And because of his simplicity, he's able to feel love and affection for the Lord in all of these different places.
由于他的简单，他的思想简单，他就能在所有这些地方能感受到对于至尊主的爱。
But of course, Gop Kumar has a special attraction for Madan Gopal for the Lord's pastimes in Goloka.
当然，戈帕库马尔他对于马丹戈帕隐怀这种特殊的吸引力，对于狗哭了的马丹戈帕。
So Narada Muni tell Narada Muni says to Uddhava that you should go now, go quickly to Vrindavan, to the land of Vrindavan, and go to the earth and enjoy Vrindavan.And there you will fulfill your desires, which you have had for so long.
Narada Muni 就告诉Gopa Kumar, 你赶紧现在就动身去吧，你现在就去Vrindavan，你去那个地方，这样你就满足了你的心愿了。
In Vrindavan, Gopa Kumar will see the lotus feet of Madan Gopal.
在文达文戈帕库马尔可以见到马丹的勾号的莲花族。
Vrindavan gives makes the earth famous for its beauty and gives it a reputation.
文达文就给这个地球使这个地球声名远扬，使地球更加美丽。
Yes, this is described by the gopis.They say that Vrindavan spreads the glories of the planet Earth.
这是狗皮们、牧牛姑娘们所说的。他们说 Vrindavan 传播了地球的荣耀。
Because Vrindavan is blessed with the lotus feet of Lord Krishna walking all over it.
因为 Vrindavan 就得到了这种赐福，主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan。他的莲花族就踏遍了文达文的尘土。
And when Lord Krishna plays his flute, then all the peacocks dance mad.
当主 Krishna 吹奏他的笛子的时候，所有的孔雀们都开始疯狂的起舞。
And all the other creatures from the tops of the mountains, when they see the peacocks all dancing mad, they all become stunned.
在山顶上的那些生物看见孔雀疯狂的舞蹈，他们都惊得目瞪口呆。
So without delay, you will succeed. You'll succeed in your spiritual practice. It will bring you ultimately to Goloka, which is even above Vaikuntha.
所以。毫无延迟的，这就能给你带来生命的成功，能够使你去到Goloka。
So when Narada Muni spoke like this, then Gop Kumar was eager to go to Vrindavan. But Uddhava could understand that his heart was anxious that he should. Uddhava could understand Gop Kumar's mind.That Gop Kumar was thinking he should get permission from the Lord.
当听了 Narada Muni 这一番话，Gopa Kumar 立刻就想去问大问，但是 Uddhava 他明白 Gopa Kumar 的心思，他的渴望。因为他知道 Gopa Kumar 首先想得到Mathura。Dwarka 之城的主人的允许。
Right, the Lord of Dwarka is Dwarkanath. Lord Krishna in Dwarka is called Dwarkanath. So Gop Kumar thought that before he leaves there, that he should get the permission from Lord Dwarkanath. So Uddhava has something to say to Gop Kumar.
这 Dwarka 的主人叫 Dwarkanath. 现在乌德戈帕库马尔他要离开那里的话，他希望能得到多尔卡纳特的允许，所以乌德瓦呢，他就有话要对他说了。
So Uddhava tells Gop Kumar, he said, if you were going anywhere else, then it would be proper to take permission from the Lord of Dwarka.
乌德尔说，如果你想去别的地方，那首先得到朵尔卡的主人的允许，这个是比较正确的方式。
But you're going to Vrindavan, you're going to Gokul, and that place is very, very, that's the most dear place to the Lord of Dwarka. So he favors that place even more than the place he lives in, than in Dwarka.
狗哭了的文达文对于杜尔卡之主来说是非常非常亲切的，这个地方甚至比他自己亲身居住的地方他更青睐于那个地方。
That Vrindavan is his most favorite place. So, if you do service for the Lord here in Dwarka, that love which you get from service will develop more in the land of Vrindavan.
文达文是 Krishna 最喜爱的地方。如果戈巴库马尔呢，他在朵尔卡这个地方服务主，那他发展从这种服务发展出的这种爱
，Yeah, you develop much more love in the land of Vrindavan than you can develop here in Dwarka.
他在文达文那里发展出的爱会比在杜尔卡这里发展出的爱更多。
So Uddhava says, I spent a long time in Vrindavan, and I would say that I was staying there to give comfort to the Lord's devotees.
Uddhava 说我在文达文待了很久很长时间，我去那里呢本来是为了安慰主的奉献者们。
Because these devotees were feeling so much separation from Krishna, it was like there was nothing left in their life. So I was pretending to stay there to comfort them and to encourage them.
本达文的居民呢，因为与他们的生命 Krishna 的分离，就感觉到他们的生命都快没有了，所以呢，乌达瓦说，所以他就假装就居住在那里，为了安慰他那的奉献者，鼓励那的奉献者。
But actually, the reason why Uddhava stayed in Vrindavan was not for the benefit of them, but it was for his own benefit.
但实际上，乌达瓦居住在文达文的原因，并不是为了那文达文的奉献者的好处，而是为了他自身的好处。
Because he went to Vrindavan to learn from them how to love Krishna.
他去文达文那里是向他们学习如何去爱 Krishna.
So it appears like Uddhava was giving comfort to the cowherd men and women, but actually, you know, they're so much more advanced, and Uddhava is learning from them.
表面上看呢，乌德瓦呢是去文达文是为了安慰文达文的那些牧牛人，还有牧牛姑娘们，安慰他们，鼓励他们。但是他们比乌德瓦更加进步，所以乌德瓦反而向他们学习。
So Uddhava tells Gopkumar, I am sure that Lord Dwarkadish, he knows about your desire that you want.To see Madan Gopal in Vrindavan.
Uddhava 就像就对 Gopal Kumar 说，我敢肯定 Dwarkadish 他知道你的心愿，你想见到 Vrindavan 的 Madan Gopal.
And Lord Dwarkadish, he will arrange to bring you to his topmost abode. He will arrange to bring you to Goloka.
主杜尔卡帝师会做出安排，把你带到他最高的居所，带到 Goloka。
So Gop Kumar may agree that, okay, I don't need to ask for the Lord's permission, but still he may simply think, I want to have his darshan before I leave. I should see him just one more time before I leave.
Gop Kumar 呢，他也许他在想，那我无需得到 Dwarka Dish 的允许，这也没关系。但是实际上他是想在他离开那里之前，最后看一眼，主，得到主的 darshan。
But Uddhava tells Gop Kumar, he said, Krishna is going to go with you on your journey. He said, Vrindavan is very dear to Krishna. And so Krishna himself will take you to Vrindavan.
Uddhava 告诉 Gop Kumar, 实际上主 Krishna 会跟你一起去 Vrindavan, 去他最喜爱的这个地方。他会亲身带着你去那里。
So,Gop Kumar, hearing all these words from Uddhava, he was in ecstasy and he seemed to lose his consciousness.
Gop Kumar 听了 Uddhava 这番话，他就立刻处于狂喜当中，就失去了知觉。
He didn't actually faint, but he lost his. He couldn't see things. He couldn't see externally, he couldn't see for a moment, he couldn't see because he closed his eyes.
他实际上他没有晕倒，他只是看不见了。在有一片刻，有那么一个时刻，他闭上了双眼。
So he was there in Dwarka, and when he closed his eyes, he wasn't aware exactly where he was or what was happening.
他在多尔卡，他闭上了眼睛，他就没有意识到他自己身处何方，外界发生了什么事情。
And then he could understand, Gop Kumar could understand someone had taken him to another place. And when he opened his eyes, he saw that he was in this forest.
Gopa Kumar 就这时候感觉到有一个人就把他带到了另一个地方。等他睁开眼睛的时候，他发现自己在一片森林当中。
And because he closed his eyes, he couldn't see who was carrying him, couldn't see what was happening. But actually, Krishna was taking him to earth to put him in Gokula.
因为 Gopa Kumar 他此时闭着眼睛，他就没有看到，是主在亲自带着他就去了 Gokula 的地球。
If he had actually seen Krishna, then he wouldn't be able to leave him.
如果他亲眼看见主 Krishna, 他不可能离开他。
But.He wants to go to Goloka, so Krishna arranges that he doesn't actually see Krishna.
因为他想要去 Goloka, 所以主就安排不让他看见他自己。
And Uddhava also didn't want Gop Kumar to see Krishna before he left Dwarka.
Uddhava 也不希望 Gopa Kumar 在离开 Dwarka 之前看见 Krishna.
Because he knows if Gop Kumar will see Krishna again in Dwarka, he won't want to leave Dwarka and he'll never go to Gokul. He'll never go to Vrindavan.
因为如果 Gopa Kumar 他亲眼看见了主 Krishna, 他就离不开 Dwarka 了，他就不能去 Gokula 了。
So Krishna arranged like this so that Gop Kumar could actually get to Vrindavan and he could go on to go to Goloka.
这一切都是 Krishna 的安排，好让 Gopa Kumar 首先去 Vrindavan, 然后再去 Goloka.
So in this way, Gop Kumar finds himself in Vrindavan. And he is able to go and see many places of Krishna's pastimes.
就这样 Gopal Kumar 呢他就来到了 Vrindavan, 见到了 Krishna 发生上演消失光的很多地方。
And he would go to the different places, he would sing about Krishna's pastimes, and he could focus his mind upon all of Krishna's pastimes.
他去了不同的地方唱诵着主 Krishna 的消失光他一心一意的就专注在主的消失光上面。
And Gopkumar said, I became so ecstatic, I became so emotional, he said, I'm even embarrassed to try to tell you about it.
Gopal Kumar 说我感觉到这么大的狂喜我内心十分的激动我都有点不好意思你意思告诉你这一切。
So Gopkumar got this good fortune by following the instructions of Narada Muni.
Gopal Kumar 他得到了这一切这一番好运是因为他听从了 Narada Muni 的训示。
And by this mercy of Narada Muni, he will also be able to go to Goloka.
提着 Narada Muni 的仁慈他也能够去 Goloka。
So while visiting Vrindavan, Gopkumar is able to see with his own eyes, he's able to see Krishna with his different cowherd friends and performing the cowherd pastimes.
在 Vrindavan, Gopal Kumar, 他能够亲眼看见主 Krishna 和他那些牧牛童朋友上演那些放牛的消失光。
And seeing Krishna and seeing Krishna's pastimes, Gopkumar feels the highest ecstasy. He becomes almost like a madman.
见到 Krishna 的消失光 ，Gopal Kumar 他感受到了最高的狂喜，他几乎就像个疯子一样。
And days and nights he would be in great distress. He'd be crying he was just crying and so much. Longing to be with Krishna.
他日日夜夜的内心都处在痛苦当中，他整天的在那里哭泣，他渴望着跟 Krishna 在一起。
He didn't know that the practice, the different things which he'd been doing, if they were going to give him happiness or if they were going to give him sorrow.
他不知道他的这一些做法他所做的这一切到底是能给他带来快乐呢还是给他带来痛楚
So Gopkumar had begun his spiritual practice the day he left home as a young boy
Gopal Kumar 他开始灵修之前呢他离开家之前他只是一个小
It seems like his spiritual practice is coming to perfection, but he doesn't know if the final result will actually bring happiness.
他不知道这他的灵修能否给自己带来完美，他不知道这些结果最终的结果是不是会给他快乐。
And this doubt has been with Gopkumar for a long time, and it will stay with him for some more time. He won't know if he's going to get happiness or sorrow.
这种怀疑就一直萦绕着 Gopal Kumar 的内心，并且这种疑惑呢会跟他待在他的内心更久更多的时间，他不知道。最终他会快乐还是痛苦
Yeah, when he's in sorrow, he feels like he's living in the flames of a forest fire.
当他内心处在痛苦当中的时候，他感觉就是好像在森林的熊熊大火在他内心燃烧。
And the happiness is like being in, is like the nectar of the cool water of the Yamuna.
而快乐的感受呢，就好像他处在亚穆纳的凉爽的河水当中。
And sometimes Gop Kumar would think that, you know, I'm being cheated. I'm in the hands of a great cheater. This personality is cheating me.
有时候勾巴库马尔呢，他就感觉到他在一个骗子的手中，这个骗子他在一直欺骗着他。
It's like being in an ocean of suffering. There's no happiness, not a drop of happiness.
就好像他在以一个痛苦的海洋当中，一滴快乐都没有。
And then Sri Gop Kumar was living there in the forests of Vrindavan.And one day, when he was weeping, he was in that feeling that sorrow, he was crying, he fell unconscious.
就这样呢，勾巴库马尔呢就在文纳顿森林当中，他感到很痛苦。有一天呢，他正在哭泣。
So in his unconscious state.The Lord appeared to him, and he put his lotus hand on, put his lotus hand, well, with his lotus hand, he was holding his flute, and he used his hand to wipe the dust from the body of Gop Kumar.
他哭着哭着就失去了知觉，就在他失去知觉的时候，主就显现了。他的莲花手呢，就一只莲花手，他拿着一笛子，用另外一只手，他抹去了勾巴库马尔的身上的尘土。
So the Lord is there.He was taking the dust from the body of Gop Kumar and bringing Gop Kumar back to consciousness. And Gop Kumar could smell this very special aroma, special fragrance which was coming from the body of the Lord. Gop Kumar had never smelled this fragrance before.
主就这样呢，就掸去了勾巴库马尔身上的尘土。把他又使勾巴库马尔恢复了知觉，勾巴库马尔此时能闻到主身上发出的这种芳香，特殊的芳香。
So Lord Madan Gopal had appeared to Gop Kumar to give him the highest perfection, and although Gop Kumar was unconscious.He could smell, and that sense of smell of Krishna was so special, it awakened Gop Kumar.
Madan Gopal 就这样显现了，给予 Gopal Kumar 最高的完美。Gopal Kumar 虽然此时呢，他还是没有知觉的，但是他闻到了。主 Krishna 他的特殊的香味，所以他就恢复了知觉，他醒了过来。
So Gop Kumar he describes Krishna as the best of cheats, but actually he thinks of Krishna as the best of one who knows everything, the best of everything.
勾巴库马尔他描述 Krishna 实际上是最优秀的骗子，实际上意思就是说 Krishna 他是最精湛的人。
And Gop Kumar is thinking that just now Krishna is wiping my body with his own hands, but any moment he may leave me and I won't be able to see him.
勾巴库马尔就想，虽然他此时呢用他的莲花手正在掸去我身上的拂去我身上的尘土，但是他任何时刻都可能离开，让我看不见他。
So Gop Kumar saw Krishna. He stood up, and he was so happy. He tried to catch hold of Krishna, to catch hold of Krishna's claw.
勾巴库马尔。他就看见了Krishna，他就起身站了起来，他就伸出手想要抓住Krishna的衣服。
But Krishna tricked him. Krishna escaped from him and Gopkumar couldn't catch him. Krishna was playing his flute and at the same time he was careful that Gopkumar couldn't grab him.
但是 Krishna 就在跟他 Krishna 就开始跟他戏弄他，他就躲开了，让 Gopkumar 抓不到他。同时呢，他还在那里，他同时他吹着他的笛子。
And then Krishna disappeared because they were in the forest. There were many trees, and Krishna just disappeared from Gopkumar's vision. And when Gopkumar couldn't see him, then he fainted again.
因为森林当中有许多的树木，所以 Krishna 一下子就消失了。Gopkumar 看不见他，他从他的视域当中消失了。Gopkumar 又再一次晕倒了。
And when he fell down, he fell into the Yamuna, and the Yamuna river carried him away.
当他倒在地上的时候，他掉进了雅穆纳河，就雅穆纳河水呢就把他冲走了。
So Gopkumar, his fainting was not, it wasn't a material thing. It was ecstasy.
Gopkumar 的晕倒，它不是物质的，它是狂喜。
So the consciousness when he got back his consciousness, because he was still bewildered by the love of Krishna, so he didn't actually know what was happening.
当他恢复知觉的时候呢，他感到有点困惑。由于 Krishna 对他的爱，他感到困惑，他不知道发生了什么事情。
And he saw himself being moved to another place, along a wonderful path, and there was a vehicle flying faster than the mind and higher than one could imagine.
他看到了他自己，他在一个路旁边，一条小路旁边，然后有一辆车，这辆车它的速度是比蜥蜴还要快，而且这辆车它的飞的高度是非常高的高度。
Gopkumar, he couldn't identify what the vehicle was. The vehicle was taking him, was carrying him away. He couldn't understand what it was.He could only say it was moving upwards at a faster than the mind.
Gopkumar, 他也认不出这辆交通工具到底是什么。他现在就乘坐这个交通工具，而且他的速度比蜥蜴还要快，一直带着他飞速的向上行进着。
And the path which he took was also just amazing. It was something which he'd never ever seen before.
他们途经的这条道路也是非常令人惊叹的，他们从来没见过。
So Gopkumar, he gradually got control over his mind, and he was amazed to see that he was passing through Vaikuntha Loka and going beyond Vaikuntha Loka.
Gopkumar 呢，他就最后控制了他的心意，他感到非常惊讶，因为他们穿越了 Vaikuntha， 超越了 Vaikuntha。
And Gopkumar remembered he'd visited Lord Narayan when he was there in Vaikuntha, and then from Vaikuntha, then they went on to Ayodhya and then to Dwarka, so they were passing over all these places very quickly.
Gopkumar 就想起他以前在这个地方见到了 Narayan， 他们就穿越了 Vaikuntha， 又经过 Ayodhya， 经过 Dwarka， 非常快速的穿越所有这一切地方。
And then Gopkumar saw himself arriving at Goloka, the place where he had longed to go for a long time. Everything appeared the same, just as in Vrindavan when he was on earth.
Gopkumar 块呢，他最后就发现自己来到了，就升升一直往上，上升来到了狗楼卡，而狗楼卡呢，一切都像原初的样子一样，就像他当初离开地球的文达文的时候情景一模一样。
So Goloka is where Lord Krishna eternally enjoys his pastimes. But Gop Kumar, he doesn't have the vision to understand all of this properly.
Goloka 是主永恒的享受他消时光的地方，但是 Gop Kumar 呢，他没有这种视域，他不能明白。
So, Goloka appears just like the Gokul on Earth. So, why does Goloka It's difficult to understand why Goloka and Gokul are a little different, some subtle differences.
就是外表上看上去 Goloka 和地球上的 Gokula 是一模一样的，但是很难理解他们之间的精微的区别。
But in Goloka, just like in Gokul, Lord Krishna doesn't want the reverence which is given in other places. He doesn't want to be worshipped and given respect.
在 Goloka, 主 Krishna 就像在 Gokula 一样，他不希望人们对他心怀敬畏之情。对他崇拜他，给予他尊敬。
He just wants the love, the pure love which is there in Goloka.
他只想要爱，纯洁的爱，在 Goloka 的纯粹的爱。
So we'll stop here.
好，那我们今天的讲课部分就到这里。
We'll hear.About how Gop Kumar, what happens to him now he's in Goloka next week.
现在，Gop Kumar 他已经身处了 Goloka. 我们下周将会聆听到他身上发生的什么事情。
We'll hear how he takes part in Krishna's pastimes.
我们会聆听到他是如何参与了 Krishna 的逍遥时光的。
Okay. So I ask, is there any questions today?
Yes. The first question is from, 第一个是来自韦月苗。顶拜孤乳及群里的奉献者，中国的传统春节即将到来，自己应该如何面对家人在家吃牛肉、喝酒呢？Obeisance to Guru and all the devotees in the group. The traditional Chinese New Year festival is coming. How can I deal with my family members eat beef and drink liquor at home?
Yes, very difficult.Very inauspicious atmosphere.
非常难，非常不吉祥的气氛。
Anyway, you have to be tolerant. Somehow, you have to put up with these things. Be thankful that it's not for very long.
你还得容忍，容忍这一切。你要想着，就这个 不是永恒的事物。
For one or two days, these things go on. This year, of course, the China government are not encouraging people to go home. They prefer that you just stay and work. They don't like everyone traveling because of the danger of the virus.
那这些事情呢，也就是一两天的事情，但今年。是一个特殊的年份，我们政府不鼓励人们，去旅行回家，他们鼓励人们留在原地工作。
So maybe you can avoid some of these association. You know, we're encouraged not to have groups, big groups of people. It's not safe. There's very easy risk of becoming.Infected by the virus, so you can make some excuses to avoid being with many people.
因为政府不允许人们聚会，所以他们就是人们不聚会是非常安全的。如果聚会呢，就容易染上病毒。所以你可以找理由来避免这些聚会、聚餐。
And nowadays, because of things like this virus, more people are serious about vegetarianism.
正是因为这个疫情，所以使得很多人就开始认真的考虑要吃素了。
They understand that vegetarian diet is much more healthier than eating meat.
他们最终明白了，吃素要比吃肉要更加健康。
You just have to learn how to cook nice. You have to be able to cook very tasty, satisfying food. The people are ignorant. They don't understand how to prepare nice vegetarian dishes.They think vegetarian means you just eat rice and some green leaf.
你只需要学好怎么做美味可口的这个素食。因为愚昧的人呢，他们以为素食就是大米饭，然后一些青菜，炒青菜。
So you try to cook nicely, prepare nice foodstuffs, and then try to attract them.To eat some nice pasado.
所以您最好，您需要很好的去学习怎么烹饪，做出就是非常吸引人的好吃的 pasado， 让人吃得很满意。
Radhacharan Prabhu has been teaching people how to cook, so you should learn.From him, all of his classes, learn how to make cheese. And when you make cheese, then you fry it, and people think, oh, it's like some kind of meat.
Radhacharan Prabhu 呢，他就开授了这个烹饪班的课程。您可以向他学习，就是怎么去做奶酪，然后把那个奶酪炸奶酪之后呢，就烹调的就吃上就像肉，口感像肉。
Prabhupada taught us how to do all these things. You should also learn.
Prabhupada 他以前就教奉献者做怎么做烹饪普沙的，所以您应该学会。
Okay. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. 这样，我们有一位新朋友138，149结尾的这位朋友问了一个问题，但是他问的问题不是很清楚，我已经给你发私信了，然后你看一下，然后重新把你的问题发一下，我们再请咕噜回答，让请咕噜先回答后面的问题好吗 ？Hare Krishna.
下一个问题是来自舒提·鲁帕·德维达西。顶拜咕噜和老师们，今天是，哎，是不是您说的是就是下一个问题啊？就是吞。
对，是的，是的。
哦、oh, ，OK， because this question is asked.
OK. 继续。下一个问题。
Tulasi Gopinath Devadasi， 请问咕噜、
哦。不是，苏提鲁帕那个，就您直接问就行。那个问题我没有发上来呢。
OK。苏提鲁帕 Devadasi， 顶拜咕噜和老师们。今天是帮忙一个出席奉献者提问的，请问咕噜，为什么我的心意总是在物质生活和灵性学习之间晃荡不安呢？一方面我知道自己永远无法退回到吃喝玩乐的物质生活了，另一方面我现在还无法向奉献进步的奉献者全身心投入到奉爱服务，所以感到孤独矛盾。请问咕噜，我是不是业力显现被假我捆绑的太深？请咕噜仁慈指导我从这种迷惑中解脱出来吧，顶拜咕噜。Obeisance to Guru and all teachers. Today the question is raised by another new fatty.Why my mind is always wandering between material life and spiritual study. On the one hand, I know that I can never return back to the material life of eating, drinking, and marrying. But on the other hand, now I'm not so advanced as those devoted to put all my heart in the devotional service.Therefore, I feel lonely and contradictory in my heart. So, I want to ask Guru, is that my karma? Is this due to my karma? I'm bound deeply by a false ego. So, please be merciful to me to guide me and deliver me from this bewilderment of business to Guru.
Yeah, you're still trying to decide if you want to be a devotee or not. It sounds like you haven't fully committed yourself to Krishna consciousness.
听上去您还没有下决心，到底是不是要成为奉献者？您还没有，对于 Krishna 这些给予全身心的承诺。
It's common when we first come to Krishna consciousness, we're thinking, I'm not sure, have I made the right decision? Should I go into this or should I not? Maybe I shouldn't commit myself.
这是普遍现象。当刚加入 Krishna 之觉的时候，人就会有这种不确定感，他不能他有点犹豫不决，我到底是不是应该这样做还是那样做？他还没有完全的，就是内心把他的心交给 Krishna 这觉。
So you have to deal with your own mind. You have to study this Krishna consciousness and examine the process and consider how much are you going to benefit by being a devotee.And how much are you going to lose if you don't be a devotee? What's going to happen if you become a devotee or not? Are you going to get a lot from the material world?
你要学会处理您的心意，您可以学习 Krishna 之觉来去探查探究。并且去考虑，如果你做奉献者会得到什么好处，如果不做奉献者你会有什么损失。如果那您在物质生活中能得到很多吗？
You have to decide, do you want to be with the devotees or you want to be with the non-devotees? You want to be with all these karmis, the meat eaters and the all these people who have all the bad habits.
您现在要下决定，下决心来决定您到底想不想当奉献者，还是想去和那些 Karmi 古报工作者和他们混在一起呢？吃肉啊，去还有那些坏习惯。
So if you decide to be with the non-devotees, then that's your karma. You're under your, you will suffer and enjoy according to your karma.
如果您决定做一个非奉献者，这才是您的 karma 业报。您会因此呢去享受或者是受苦。
But if you commit yourself to Krishna consciousness, then you come under the control of Krishna and you get this mercy of Krishna.
如果您给自己内心，对 Krishna 之觉给予全然的承诺的话，那么这时候您是处在 Krishna 的控制之下了。
So you have to decide, do you want the mercy? Do you want to trust Krishna's mercy or do you want to trust your own karma?
您这时候就要来做决定，您是信任 Krishna 的仁慈呢，还是信任您自己的 karma 业报？
See what your karma has in store for you.
你可以去看一看，在您自己的这个业报因果里面呢，有什么在给您准备着，给您准备着呢？
So you have to be convinced of a better life in Krishna consciousness.
您必须要对 Krishna 知觉当中的美好生活有信心。
You have to really believe that the material world doesn't have much to offer you.
您必须要相信这一点，就是物质生活不会给您什么好处的，给您从物质生活当中不会有什么收获的。
Then only you can convince yourself to properly engage in Krishna consciousness.
如果您得出这样的结论，您就会完全的确信，正确的去从开始 Krishna 之觉。
So you're dealing with your mind. You have to constantly work against your mind. The mind will always tell you, "Go here, do this, don't do that." The mind is often on the bodily platform, material platform.
所以您就是需要来学会，怎么控制心意，因为这个心意呢，它就指挥着你去做这事儿，去做那个事儿。但这是处在躯体的层面上的活动，而且这是物质层面的活动。
So don't be fully controlled by your mind. You have to use your intelligence, and that intelligence will come from the soul.
不要让你处在这个心意的全然的控制之下，而要让智性控制心意，因为智性呢是受灵魂的控制。
So my advice to you is, you have to associate more with the devotees, and you have to hear more, you have to chant more, you have to become more convinced about Krishna consciousness.
所以guru给您的建议就是说，你要跟奉献者联谊，更多的来聆听唱诵，对于 Krishna 之觉有更加信服 Krishna 之觉。
OK Yes
下一个问题是来自于 Tulasi Gopinath Devadasi， 请问guru，如果出生是痛苦的，我们为什么还要生孩子？如果不生孩子，就不会受孕、分娩和孩子出生的麻烦和痛苦了吗？
Yes.
Gopi, Gopinath Tulasi Tobiginath ask you if taking birth is painful. Then why should we want to have a children? If we don't give birth to children, there will be no there will be no troubling, a series of troubling of to conceive child, to give birth to child, and to raise the child.
Yes. Yes, but it's the duty of family life that there should be children. The children will take up the mission of the family. They'll help the family. They give pleasure to the mother and father. For the husband and wife not to have a child, then it's like a desert, that the home is not really the home until the child is there.
这个是作为家居生活的职责，因为孩子呢，他们会传承这个家庭的香火，会给父母带来快乐。如果夫妻没有膝下无子的话，这个家庭就不像个家庭，就像沙漠一样。
I mean, it's a duty of the mother and father to have a child, to produce children and to raise them in Krishna consciousness. And they're giving souls a chance to take birth in a devotee family. And they can raise that soul to be a nice devotee, can be a pure devotee from birth.
这个是一种职责，就是父母亲要生养孩子，把孩子在 Krishna 之节当中呢抚养孩子，这也给这个灵魂，也给另外一个灵魂以机会，让他能够有机会投生在奉献者之家，然后奉献者可以把他抚养成为一个纯粹的奉献者。
The future of our Krishna conscious society depends a lot on our children.That our children should become devotees.
我们 Krishna 知觉协会的未来就仰赖，就是依靠这些孩子们。这些孩子们，他们应该是奉献者。
We don't know how long we can keep to make new devotees, but if our children become devotees, then it.Makes it much easier to develop the Krishna consciousness movement.
我们不知道，就是，我们就在培养新奉献者方面呢，我们在这方面呢，我们还能够培养多少新奉献者？但是如果一个孩子他成如果我们奉献者他们有自己的孩子的话，那么这个就对于我们 Krishna 之间的运动就容易的多了。
The son is called Putra. If you have a son, he's called Putra. Putra means the one who saves the father from going to hell. So when you have a son, you want a son who has a good quality. The good qualities of the son can help to deliver the father from going to hell.
儿子他的那个梵文呢被称为 Putra， Putra 的意思就是能够把父辈从地狱当中拯救出来的人。如果这个儿子呢有优秀的品质，他就能把父亲从地狱的境况当中救出来。
So in every endeavor there's some happiness, there's some distress. There's some distress to give birth, but there's also some pleasure.
每一份努力呢，它都有快乐和痛苦。生孩子是，的过程是痛苦的，但是孩子他也能给家庭带来欢乐。
Bhaktivinoda Thakur had more than 10 children.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他 生育了十多个孩子。
And Prabhupada had five children.
Prabhupada 也有五个孩子。
Lord Nityananda had children.
主 Nityananda 也有孩子。
Advaita Acharya had children.
Advaita Acharya 也有孩子。
OK, 下一个问题。
好，下一个问题是，舒提如帕对达西顶拜咕噜。另一个问题也是帮助正在聆听薄伽梵歌的老人提问的。在聆听了一段时间的薄伽梵歌之后，我已经不再对死亡那么恐惧了，甚至趁着现在健康的时候，就已经开始和儿女交代后事，准备墓地了。也在心里悄悄念诵圣名，但是就是没有信心成为奉献者，更不敢想死后去灵性世界。请问咕噜，像我这么愚昧的灵魂，如果只是按照现在的情况听听薄伽梵歌，随心所欲的念诵圣名，死亡来临的时候会发生什么情况呢？顶拜咕噜。
Yes.
Obeisance to Guru. This question is also to help another old people who is listening to Bhagavad Gita. These old people ask that after listening to Bhagavad Gita for some times, I no longer have so much fear for death. Even now,I'm still healthy. This old people is still healthy. He or she began to arrange those matters after death to entrust those family affairs to the children and prepare crematory tomb.And in the heart, these old people is chanting the holy names secretly. But still, he or she hasn't faced to become a devotee and what to mention, to think about going to spiritual world after death. So,She wants to ask a guru, as an ignorant soul like myself, if I only listen to Bhagavad Gita and chant the holy name, as I want whimsically. So after, so when the death comes, what will happen?
Well, according to her spiritual advancement in this life, she'll take a birth so that she can continue her progress.
根据她在这一生当中取得的灵性进步，她会再次投生，然后继续在这条道路上取得进步。
She'll have the opportunity to associate with devotees in the future.And she can again try to continue from how far she's made off. Prabhupada explains, if you have 1% spiritual advancement in this life, you continue from that 1%. It's there in the next life. Whatever progress she's made, she will not lose that progress. She'll continue from that point in her next life.
那么在来世，他会继续有机会能得到奉献者的怜悯，能够，因为圣帕帕德说过，就一个人倘若在这一世他取得了1%的灵性进步，那么在来世他会从这个1%是不会失去的，他会在此基础之上呢继续取得进步的。
In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Lord Krishna describes that if one has practiced for even just for a short time, then after they die, they will go to the higher planets and they will enjoy. They will enjoy in the heavenly planets. They will enjoy sense gratification. They will satisfy all their material desires. And then they will come back to this planet and they will take birth in a wealthy family or an aristocratic family. And they will have the opportunity to again progress in Krishna consciousness.
主 Krishna 本人就在《薄伽梵歌》第六章也说了，倘若一个人呢，他是只是休息了短时间，在死后他会去高等星宿，在天堂享受，满足他的物质欲望，之后呢，他会再次返回，投生在富人之家或者是贵族之家，从而有机会取得进一步的进步。
But then Krishna also describes if one's practiced for a longer time, but still has some material desire, not yet fully pure, then that person would take birth in a family of devotees. And he would become a child in a family of devotees, and from the beginning of life he'll have the opportunity for spiritual practice.
Krishna, 他又进一步描述说，倘若一个人他是修行的时间是很长，然后呢，他在他离开身体之后，他还有物质欲望没有满足，还没有纯粹，那么他会投生在奉献者的家庭当中，一开始就有机会在 Krishna 世界当中取得进步了。
So the children born to devotee couples.Are not ordinary souls, but they're special souls that in their previous life they were already advanced yogis, but not yet fully perfect.
在奉献者家庭当中出生的孩子可不是普通灵魂，他们都是特殊的灵魂，在他们前世就已经是进步的瑜伽师了。
So Prabhupada taught devotee couples who have children to be very careful when they deliver a child, that these children are all special souls and you should give them every opportunity to cultivate their Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada 就教导奉献者说，如果是奉献者夫妻呢，他们生的孩子，他们要很小心地照料他们的孩子，因为这些孩子是特殊的灵魂，应该给他们机会，让他们好好的培养 Krishna 之觉。
And so, especially, of course, it's important at the time of leaving the body, this lady who's described, you know, if she's able to hear the chanting of the holy name at the time of leaving the body, it will be very helpful for her spiritual progress.
那么还有一点非常重要，就是这位老人他在离开躯体的时候呢，倘若他能离开的时候聆听到圣名，将会非常对他的灵性进步非常有帮助。
So she wants to try to focus the mind on the chanting of the holy name and to hear chanting and to have association. If she can have association more with devotees, it's also very good for her. And if after she leaves the body, then to do the last rites, to offer prayers, get the blessings of devotees, it's very powerful.
那么这位老人呢，他应该专注于聆听圣名，他可以跟，就是如果他能够跟奉献者联谊的话，对他很有好处。那么在他离开躯体之后呢，要为他做仪式，要为他祈祷。如果就是他得到奉献者的祝福，是非常有力量的。
OK， 还有问题吗？
还有下一个来自智敏。 有时 A 奉献者让我这样服务， B 奉献者让我那样服务，出于对他们的爱和情感和感恩，即使心里不愿意也去做，那谁会给我爱和支撑呢？是灵性启迪灵老师吗？还是自己信任的奉献者呢？So Jimmy asked, sometimes devotee A want me to do to serve like this, and devotee B want me to do service like that. Out of love and affection and gratitude to them, even I will do it, even unwillingly. Then who will give me love and support? Is it Diksha Guru or devotee I trusted?
Well, devotees should all give you love and support. Of course, the Diksha Guru will give you love and support. And the devotees whose instructions you're carrying out, they should also give you love and support. Devotees have loving relationships.
所有的奉献者都会给你爱和支持的，就是那包括启迪灵性导师，还有那些叫你做服务的只是你做服务的奉献者，他们也会给你爱和支撑的。奉献者之间应该有这种爱的关系。
It's very good. You're doing what A says, and you're doing what B says. You follow instructions. Yeah, it's good not to act independently, to take instructions from others and do our best to serve. That mood of cooperation is very good.
您去做 A 奉献者让你做的服务。又去做 B 奉献让你做的服务，这都是非常非常好的，就是去听从他们的教导，而不是特立独行，去做别人让你做的事情。奉献者之间就是应该合作。
And because you're following their instructions, then these people they should also give you love and support.
因为您是听从了这些奉献者的训示，所以这些奉献者他们就应该给您爱和支撑。
And your gurus, your Diksha Guru, Shiksha Gurus, they will also give you love and support. That's the purpose of a spiritual master, to give love and support to the people under his shelter.
您的启迪咕噜也好，训示咕噜也罢，他们也会给您爱和支撑的，因为灵性导师的目的就是给予托庇于他的门徒以爱和支持。
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
下一个是 Harini Devadasi. 顶拜 Gurudev， 请接受我卑微的顶拜，顶拜所有奉献者。Krishna Priya， 请问 Guru。马丹勾炮和其他勾炮有什么区别？有几个勾炮？感恩咕噜回答。
No, just a name. Madan Gopal is the name of Krishna. Krishna has many names. It's one Krishna, just as many names.
就是名字不同而已。Krishna 有很多的名字。Krishna 是一个。
There's Madan Mohan.As well, Madan Mohan is another name of Krishna. The name which was used here was Madan Gopal. A name of Krishna, a name of a deity. You know, at the time of installing the deity of Krishna, the spiritual master who's doing the installation will give a name for the deity. Just like we have here in Mayapur, we have Radha Madhava.And in Vrindavan, we have Radha Shamsundar. And in Bombay, you have Radha, what is it, in Juhu? In Chaupati, you have Radha Gopinath. And different places, different names of deities. But it's all Krishna, just names of Krishna.
都是 Krishna 的不同的名字。 Krishna 也有一个名字是 Radha Madan Gopal， 还有 Radha Shyam， 就是还有他还有个名字叫 Madan Mohan， 就 Krishna 当灵性导师给神像开光的时候，他们也会给神像起名字。我们在马普呢有Radha Madhava， 在文达文有 Radha Shyamasundar， 在超过点有 Radha Gopinath， 就不同的地方的神像的名字是不一样的。
The spiritual master is inspired to name the particular deity, and he will, from his heart, he will offer a name which he considers suitable for us to address the deity by.
灵性导师他就从他的内心就得到启发和激励，给这个神像起名字，看哪个名字最适合这个神像，奉献者用这个名字来称呼神像。
嗯 ，All right， 下一个问题。
下一个，智敏，顶拜姑，感谢您感。内心一直想要寻找一位活的榜样，点亮自己的心，这是不是需要自己准备好了或者臣服了才会遇到呢？So, Jimmy Madaji is offering obeisance to you, and she said that in her heart, she always want to search a living example to enlighten her heart.Is it that she should prepare herself so that after surrendering, she can meet one such example?
Yes, very nice. You can make yourself, you can be an example. Is that what she means? She will be the...
No, she want to...have an example, a very a living devotee who is very inspiring, give her a lot of inspiration.
Yes, you should find that person who inspires you, who can be an example for you.
是的。
That is the purpose of initiation. You take initiation from a person who can inspire you.
这是启迪的目的就在于此，您就可以找到这样一个人能够激励您。
You have to be convinced that this personality can save you from material life, that he's the proper person to guide you out of the material world.
您要确信，就这个人能够把你从物质生活当中呢能拯救出来，这个是就是这个人，他可以救你脱离这个物质世界。
So you have to hear this person. It's not that you just look at him and think, oh, this is the person who inspires me. You have to hear. You have to take instructions and be guided by him. Then you can be convinced.
您需要去聆听这一位给您这位的去聆听，而不是去观察去看，从他那里得到训示和教导，然后呢您就可以确信正是这个人。
And Prabhupada recommends you should hear for a year before you decide who is the right person.
Prabhupada 建议您需要去聆听一年的时间，然后去做决定。
Yes, 下一个问题。
The question is that the later part is that is it that she need to prepare herself or only after surrendering that she can meet such a person?
Well, you have to you may be the person even before you surrendered. You may be inspired to surrender after meeting the person. And you may surrender, sometimes you may surrender first and then you meet the person who is inspiring you. That can be, it's not, it may be different ways. You don't know Krishna's plan. Some people may meet the person who inspires them very early and may inspire them to surrender. And other people, they surrender first and then they, after a lot of searching, they find a person who inspires them.
嗯，就是，会有不一样的方式，就是 Krishna 会有他的计划，也可能呢，您是先遇到一个人，之后呢，您就决定臣服了，也可能是，您臣服之后，然后去寻找，就找到了这样一个人。
Yeah， 下一个问题。
下一个 ，Shruti Rupa Devadasi。顶麦咕噜，刚才您说像圣帕帕德还有五圣体当中的圣人也有孩子，既然他们都是来自灵性世界的灵魂，请问他们的孩子和后代是不是天生就是奉献者，或者也会和普通人一样蒙受物质自然三属性影响而成为物质主义者呢？物质主义者呢？
嗯。
About Dantu Guru, just now you mentioned Srila Prabhupada and also members from Panchatattva, they also have children. Since they are souls coming from spiritual world, is that their children and progeny are born devotee? Or is that their children were also affected by the material nature, like ordinary people, and become materialists?
Well, remember, I said those who are not perfect in Krishna consciousness, they practice yoga for some time, and they may take birth in a devotee family. So it wasn't that they were all coming from the spiritual world. They were coming from the material world. And they were not perfect, but they practiced yoga in their previous life.
Guru 说他在讲课中的说是就是那些投生在奉献者家庭当中的灵魂，他们没有完美，他们休息了很长时间，然后他们投生在奉献者家庭当中，不是说他们就来自灵性世界，而是他们前世他们在物质世界当中，他们已经修习瑜伽了。
Just like Advaita Acharya, he had six sons. Advaita Acharya had six sons, and three of them were devotees, and three were not devotees. The other three were impersonalists.So the impersonalists, you know, they followed a different path from their father. They didn't properly understand their father.
比如说啊，对的，查亚他有生了六个儿子，有三个儿子呢就成为奉献者，还有三个儿子成为了非人格主义者。他们就走上了跟他们父亲不一样的道路，他们并不理解他们父亲的道路。
So, birth in the family of a great soul, it's an advantage. But not every child takes advantage. They may have the nice birth, the good birth, and the opportunity to become devotees. But somehow, by association with non-devotees, materialistic world, they don't take advantage.
并不是每一个灵魂都很好的利用了他们的出生，他们可能会有很好的出生，但是由于在物质世界的不良联谊，他们可能就成为非奉献者了。
They have to think of, you know, taking birth, they still have their life. They have to arrange for their material life. They have to get married, they have family, then they have to think about supporting, taking care of the family. So a lot of material issues are there, and it can distract even a great soul.
所以就是当他们出生之后呢，他们要过物，他们也有物质的生活呀，要结婚，成家，还要维系这个养家口，这个是物质的活动，这些物质的活动甚至会影响伟大的灵魂。
But certainly it's a good birth, it's an opportunity. The soul may not take advantage, but the opportunity was there.
他们如果有很好的出生的话，他们就有很好的机会，但不是所有人都充分利用了，就是利用了这个很好的出生这种机会。但是这种机会是在哪里的？
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个是来自于这位名叫 Honey 108 Guru， 对一些不道义之事，尤其是胡搅蛮缠、欺张跋扈之人，他们公然欺负剥削我们，我们要一再容忍，吃亏吗？还是应该伸张正义？据理力争，挫败他们的傲气，保护自身利益，如何与这样的人交往相处？ So this devotee called Honey 108, she or he pay obeisance to Guru. She met something not very fair and just, and some peoplehad done something that is not according to Dharma, and their character is very troublesome, and taking advantage of others and will exploit others. So in front of such people, should we tolerate and to admit that we have toaccept those unfair treatment, or should we stick to the justice and to argue with them and to defeat their pride, to defend our benefits? So how can I deal with such people?
Well, sometimes it's better just to accept it and just think this is your karma, that maybe you wronged this person in the past, and so now they're giving you trouble. That maybe in the previous life or some other time you had done something wrong to them, and now it's coming back to you that they're giving you trouble.
最好是接受这种情况，然后就认命了，因为这可能是您的 karma 因果，您前世呢或者以前对他们做了错事，然后呢就给他们麻烦了，然后现在呢他们就这种麻烦就现在又返回到您自己身上。
But if you try to do something against them and you get revenge on them, then they become your enemy and then they want to get back to you and give you more trouble.
但是如果您跟他们作对，对他们实施报复的话，他们就会与你为敌，然后他们反过来又会报复您，反过来又会给您更多的麻烦。
Just like there's a common saying, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So if we work on that principle, then the result is that in the final result will be no one has any eyes and nobody has any teeth.
有一句谚语叫做以牙还牙，以眼还眼。如果我们是按照这句话去做的话，那最后大家都没有牙齿了，然后大家也都没有眼睛了。
So if you're always thinking to get back to people who do wrong to you, it makes an unpleasant world.
如果您一心只想报复那些对你做了错事的人，那么这个世界就变成了一个令人不愉快的世界。
So sometimes it's good to just be tolerant. Lord Chaitanya teaches us tolerance. He said we should be tolerant like the tree. The tree stands and anybody can come and take the branches and take the fruit, take the flowers, they can cut the tree. The tree tolerates. We should be tolerant.
所以您还是应该容忍。就主柴丹那样教导我们要像大树一样宽容，大树他们会站立在那里，静默地站在那里，有的人过来呢来撇一下他的树枝，还有人呢过来就采一些鲜花，或者是干脆就把这个大树砍倒了，但是树呢它就这样有容忍心。
If you can tolerate it, it's very good.
就如果您能够容忍的话，那是很好的。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个问题，西梅，怎么去和小孩子连接呢？通过菩萨的吗？devotee called 西梅 ，how to？She asked how to connect with the children. Is that through prasadam?
Well, prasadam is very, very important. You must have nice prasadam for the children. Prabhupada would give biscuits or sweets to the children. We would all come to the Vyasasan and Prabhupada would give biscuits out or sweets to the children. Children would be very happy.To come and take prasadam from Prabhupada.
Prasadam 是非常非常重要的，就是给孩子们那些好吃的 prasadam。Prabhupada 呢，他就亲身做了这个榜样，他会坐在他自己的 Vyasasan 座位上呢，就给那些小孩子们一个一个小孩子们就会从他手里接受他亲手递过来的饼干呐、或者甜点。
But it's also very nice to tell the children pastimes of Lord Krishna and to teach them to chant.
与此同时呢，给这些小孩子们讲 Krishna 消时光，教他们怎么念诵，这样做也是非常有好处的。
Children often lead the kirtan in temples. We have young children leading the kirtan. And even some children, they give class.And they do dramas.
那有的庙宇呢，他们就会允许孩子们也领唱 kirtan， 甚至还有孩子们讲课。然后孩子们呢，他们也都兴致勃勃的去演出戏剧。
So you have to keep the children amused. You have to find different ways to engage them. Take some good talent to know how to keep children.Happy.
所以需要让孩子们开心，让他们快活起来，要让他们有活动，需要绞尽脑汁的让孩子怎么快活。
下一个问题。
下一个，星月马达姐。Hare Krishna， 请问帕布帕德的孩子们，他们成为 ISKCON 的奉献者了吗
？Well, some of them did, yeah.
是的，有些就成为奉献者了。
There was one Prabhupada's son. He lives in Calcutta. The youngest son, and he his his daughter became a devotee and she married a devotee and she was living here in Mayapur.
嗯，沙布哈德他有一个他有一个最小的儿子，小儿子。这个小儿子呢，就生了一个生下来，嗯，其中有个孩子是个女儿。这个女儿呢，她后来就嫁给了伊斯康的奉献者。然后她现在呢，帕帕德的这个孙女儿，她依然居住在，马普。这他的儿子，他是诞生在加尔各答。
Yeah, but what happened, the granddaughter who was living here, you know, she married the devotee and she was initiated. But, you know, there was a flood and she died in the flood.
嗯, you mean his granddaughter died?
Yeah, Prabhupada's granddaughter died in the flood here in Mayapur.
Oh, Prabhupada's 孙女他后来也启迪了，但是后来有一次就是发洪水，他就在这个洪水当中就离开了躯体。
But her child is still here. She has a child living here.
但是，他的就是帕帕德的孙女儿的孩子还在马普生活着。
嗯。Yeah, shall I go on?
Finished.
Good day. 我们我看时间已经到了，我们还有两个问题，是继续回答吗？还是留到下一次？
可以继续回答，
嗯。好的，那我贴过来。
下一个问题。
Yeah.
来自、
yeah.
应该是王文言 Akasha Deka 顶拜孤乳和所有老师对他 Vastra 王和 Duda 不管从心意还是行为各方面都是邪恶的，可是 Krishna 仁慈还是让他们回归神手了。我作为现在的我们怎么理解呢？
Yeah.
Obeisance to Guru and all teachers, Dvaitavastra and Duryodhan are evil both in their mind and their deeds. Yet Krishna is so merciful that he allowed them to return back to Godhead. How can we understand that?
Well, you have to understand that these people are not ordinary souls, that they've come to take part in Krishna's pastimes and.Some people, they come take part as demons in Krishna's pastimes.
您要明白呢，这些人可不是普通的灵魂，他们是来参加 Krishna 消失光了，他们就扮演的是恶魔的角色。
And Dhritarashtra, he did great austerities at the end of life. He went to the forest, he renounced everything.And he gave up his body in the forest, so he got some perfection, he got some impersonal liberation. He didn't go back to Godhead, but he got impersonal liberation.
Dvaitavastra 王呢，在他生命的末尾的时候，他就去森林苦行了，他弃绝了一切，然后他就在森林当中放弃了躯体，他没有回归神，他是得到的是非人格的解脱，他没有回归神手。
Duryodhan, he died a painful death. He was beaten by the club of Bhima and broke his spine, and so he died a painful death. That took away a lot of his karma. He was actually, you know, a good person. In some ways, he was good. When he was ruling.When the Pandavas were in exile, Duryodhan was ruling, and he was quite a good ruler. But Krishna didn't want Duryodhan to rule. Krishna wanted the Pandavas to rule, so Krishna arranged the Kurukshetra war, and Duryodhan died in the with the war.
Duryodhan, 他死的时候，他是经历了很多痛苦才死的。他被 Bhima 的大头棒就是砍断了他的大腿。这个痛苦呢，就拿走他很多的业报。在某些方面呢，Duryodhan他也是个好人。他统治在潘道武兄弟流放四年期间，他就统治了王国。但是 Krishna 不希望他统治，而是希望潘道武兄弟统治，所以安排了这库鲁之野战役。所以他就在这个战役当中死去了。
So Duryodhan is also not an ordinary person because he got so much contact with Lord Krishna.And certainly, you got some benefit from that, being there and being with Krishna. Although not surrendering to Krishna and not recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Lord, but still he had the opportunity to meet Krishna.
Duryodhan, he is not an ordinary person.但是因为他和 Krishna 有接触呢，这就给他带了很多的好处。虽然呢，他并不臣服，也不认可 Krishna 为至尊主的地位，但是他跟 Krishna 的接触呢，就给他这个机会，因为他是和 Krishna 很多时候都和他在一起。
So I never heard Duryodhan went back to Godhead.
所以故事说他从来没听说过独胆回归了神手。
I'm not sure exactly who his identity is. He was he has some kind of big position though. He has a big position in the material world. Not at all an ordinary person.
因为独胆他在物质世界他是占有一个很重要的地位，所以他不是普通人。
You can understand to take part in Krishna's pastimes, you have to be a really special soul.
所以你要明白的，能够参加 Krishna 消时光可不是普通的灵魂。
And he had a lot of friendship with Lord Balaram. He was very dear to Lord Balaram.
而且他跟主巴拉拉姆的关系呢是特别的友好的关系，主巴拉拉姆也很喜欢他。
Lord Balaram had taught Duryodhan how to fight with the club.
主巴拉拉姆就是他的大头棒，教他怎么用大头棒的老师。
Okay, 还有问题一个。
The next one 是刘玉杰。感恩顶拜枯乳，怎样运用智性 ？Thank you and obeisance to Guru. How to utilize intelligence?
We utilize intelligence by discriminating what is good for devotional service and what is not.
我们通过分析，来运用智性。什么对奉献服务有利，什么对奉献服务不利。
Intelligence is used to decide what things we should do and what things we shouldn't do. So to cultivate good intelligence, you have to hear scriptures and you have to associate with devotees. You have to get good intelligence, develop good intelligence to know these things.
智性呢，他就会做出决定，该做什么不该做什么。为了发展这个很好的智性，应该去聆听经典和奉献者联谊，才能发展出良好优秀的智慧。
We give the example: the senses are like horses, the mind are like the reins, and the intelligence is the driver. So you need to have a good driver.
有一个例子，就是那个感官就像五匹马，心意就像马的缰绳，而智性就像这个马车夫，所以我们需要一个很优秀的马车夫。
So the intelligence is seated next to the soul, and from the soul, if we have a good, if we take instruction from the soul, then we will develop the good intelligence.
智性坐在灵魂的边上，如果智性就接受灵魂的教导，就能发展出优秀的智性。
Okay, so we'll stop here today.
好，那我们今天就停在这里。
嗯，好的。
感谢 Sati Chujar, 感谢 Guru Mani, 给我们真态的翻译，感谢所有的奉献者聆听。好，祝福你们，生活快乐。Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai.
Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Jai.
Hari Bo.
Gan Guru 的讲课。
Gan.
Hari Krishna.
Hari Krishna.